Some things you cannot undo. I could not turn back. I had no desire to. I went through the motions for a while, and then it seemed pointless to keep it up. So on that cold, damp day of February 2nd, 1938, I told Walter to pick me up at the plant at noon and take me home for lunch, knowing that Mrs. Bemis was at the dentist. As we drove past the factory, every brick of every building seemed so familiar. I was at home there. I looked out the window as we drove along, and suddenly remembered the first motion picture I had ever seen. I was 29 years old. In a New York City music hall known as Coster and Beale at 34th and Broadway, I saw The Kiss, a recreation of a scene from the play The Widow Jones, starring John Rhys and May Irwin. The film consisted of one long, passionate kiss between the two actors, and it caused quite a sensation back then. People were outraged at so public a display of affection. I remember finding it quite pleasing in that dark room to watch two people kiss up on the big screen. We drove up to the house. On entering, I went to my room and found the .32 caliber pistol that I kept in the bedside table for protection. I took the gun into the bathroom. That was the sound only imagined, never heard. There is no ringing in my ears. Forever a captive in this tangled, nightmarish woods, I am left only with the sound of the harpy's screeching cries and this eternal conversation with myself.